It's been 6.5 years since Superstorm Sandy slammed into New Jersey, causing major damage along the shore. The aftermath can still be seen in shore towns where many houses are being elevated above flood level, resting on what is essentially a cinder block bunker. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports some towns want to make sure elevated homes don't make their streets look ugly.
Last year, Atlantic County adopted a master plan calling for design standards for the many hundreds of homes that have been elevated since 2012, when Superstorm Sandy caused widespread flooding damage. Elevated homes can detract from the neighborhood streetscape because they eliminate porches and sometimes front doors, and often expose their bare concrete footings to the street view. Some municipalities, such as Ocean City, are also changing their plans accordingly. One artist is putting forward a possible solution.
A sunset and flowers, you know, result in amazing colors and just colors that stimulate or at least, you know, insinuate some happy emotions.
Charles Barbin is in the backyard of a raised home in Ventnor, New Jersey, working on a 20-foot mural of a beach scene. This is his second raised house mural of what he hopes will be many more. Painting alone will not satisfy requirements to screen the offending footings. Towns are asking for something more architecturally substantial, like siding or a breakaway wall.
I'm definitely not the only solution, but I just thought this was an idea that could be even incorporated with stonework, with mosaics, with trees and bushes. So this was an option to have where I saw blank canvas on all these walls.
Barbin actually prefers to paint abstractly in pure color and pattern rather than creating seascapes. In addition to being more artistically satisfying, he says graphic design would be faster and more cost-effective to the homeowner than flowers in sunlight. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.